This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard. Francisco Rojas back in the studio in for Kyle. As we're broadcasting live today for a second straight day, Hugh, from the DeBoer Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth at Citizens Bank Park as we lead you in to a Phillies-Padres doubleheader. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Philly. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, I might as well bring a blanket and a pillow.
You could have stayed.
Because, hell, we're going to be here a while today, bro.
We got two games today.
We're going to be here a minute today.
Yeah, doubleheader today after a washout yesterday. So it's a big day for the Phillies. Hopefully a pair of wins and a sweep of the Padres before a day off tomorrow. We'll get to leading off in a little bit. Elliot's going to join us at 11. A lot to discuss. More details emerge on the Fritz to camera battle, which will commence with baseball next week. And I wrote a bunch of notes down because yesterday.
You got notes?
I do have notes. Yesterday, you and I had a chance to do something really cool. We got to, as part of the Phillies Fantastic Auction, Hugh, we got to play video games on Fanavision.
Yes.
With some wonderful people, some kids we played against. You got cooked. I have to tell everyone later in the show today just how many issues you had in the field in that game. I mean, you cost us the game.
You know what's funny?
It was an L because of you.
You know what's funny, and this is the truth. Like,
L!
Thanks a lot, Francisco. I get ridiculed every day by you people.
Yep.
And people on Twitter, they say little mean and hurtful things. None of that bothers me, right?
But when the kids did it.
But when the kids.
Oh, they were roasting you.
Dude, it's something about children. When they say stuff about you, it cuts deeper than any knife ever could. Them kids hurt my feelings yesterday, Joe.
I mean, they were giggling as you made error after error.
They took full advantage of the situation. Like, for a minute, though, it was like, you know, they treated me like the grown-up that I was.
Yeah.
And once they got comfortable,
mm-mm,
they took the governor off and proceeded to beat me like a drum.
I mean,
they didn't say it,
but I felt it. Like, come on, old man.
Yeah,
like, I could feel
so,
it.
I mean, they were taking to like they were passing the joystick, taking turns. I didn't like that.
Yeah,
I didn't like that
yeah
at all.
All right, we'll get to the details on that because they were giving me the notes to write down. Like, can you believe Hugh did this? So we'll get to that. But, Hugh, I want to circle back to something that occurred on our show yesterday because it happened later in the show. We talked about it. We reacted to it. I heard the afternoon show yesterday. Elliot will join us at 11, reacting to it. Morning show today. Because it's a fascinating concept that I hadn't thought about. So we had, you know, for the past few months, we have talked about the concept of maybe the Eagles trading for a star pass rusher, right? There were three of them out there that were without contracts. First, it was Myles Garrett, but he got his contract. He's going to stay with the Browns. And the two that are still kind of dangling out there, Trey Hendrickson from the Cincinnati Bengals, T.J. Watt from the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the Watt thing seems to be odd because the Steelers usually take care of their own, but they're getting all these other big names, and they haven't paid T.J. Watt. Yesterday, we had Andrew Filippone on from 93.7 The Fan. And throughout this whole process, when we talked about the Watt situation or Hendrickson or whatever, we kept bringing up draft picks, right? The Eagles have a lot of draft picks for next year. And maybe they could swap some of them. And then it was like, all right, well, how much is it worth trading for an older player? You know, do you trade a first-round pick, a second? Then you got to pay him. But yesterday on our show, Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan, brought up a different kind of concept. What if it's not big draft picks the Eagles are trading to get a guy like TJ? What if it's a young player? Here's Andrew yesterday with us. And then I have a lot of thoughts as I've thought about this for the past, you know, like 22 hours. Would I do this? Here's Filippone with us yesterday. What kind of deal it could take to land TJ Watt on the Eagles?
I used to just live in a world where it's like, all right, maybe a first-round pick is all you get back. But maybe there would be players involved. Like, if the Eagles called up the Steelers and said, we want TJ Watt, we'll trade you Nolan Smith in a late-round pick, I think they'd make that trade. I really do.
So when he said that yesterday, both of us were like, whoa.
Intriguing.
Yes, because it was not something I had really thought about before. It typically, player-for-player acquisitions in the NFL don't happen. But we just saw one literally a couple days ago with the Steelers when they got Ramsey for Minkah Fitzpatrick. So maybe this is what the Steelers are kind of, you know, thinking now. And I thought about it yesterday. So I want to make it clear. I really like Nolan Smith. Like, I believe Nolan Smith's going to be a good Eagle. When he was drafted, I remember we said, I think we had him on like the day after he was drafted to you, and I was like, he reminds me of a young Brandon Graham. He has that infectious personality.
Yeah.
He's already a good player. I know he just had an incredible postseason run to help the Eagles.
Incredible.
He was so good in the postseason.
Yes, he was.
And I think if nothing happens and he stays here, he's going to end up as one of the best Eagle defenders for the next 5 years. I really like Nolan Smith. But the more I thought about the concept, like Nolan Smith and a late-round draft pick for T.J. Watt, Hugh, the more I have to do it if I'm the Eagles. If it is out there, I have to. Let me hit a couple things that I've been thinking about. Number one, and I know you're going to bring this up. I know a lot of people have. He's cheaper, right? He's way cheaper,
and that's
a big deal.
That's a big deal.
But he's only way cheaper for so long. So Nolan Smith was a first-round pick in 2023. And I heard even Joe this morning say, well, he's cost control for the next few years. Well, maybe. He could be. He's contract extension eligible after this season. Now, the Eagles don't have to do anything to his contract. Like, they could keep him cheap. But if they like him and he produces, I imagine the Eagles are going to pay Nolan Smith after this season. So, although he won't make as much as TJ Watt, I understand that, he's not going to be dirt cheap for much longer. So, that's one. Number two, if the Eagles don't get a TJ Watt, where else is he going? If this blows up in Pittsburgh, where is he going to go? And I keep looking at the Commanders, and I'm like, man, they did a lot to that offense. They haven't touched that defense. They feel like they're a team that could do it. And I want to see T.J. Watt on the Washington Commanders chasing down Jalen Hurts. The third thing that I think is important to note in this whole thing is while I like Nolan Smith a lot, I think there is a little bit of a red flag we're ignoring with him. He is a smallish defensive end.
Smallish.
That has had injuries in each of his first two seasons.
A little injury prone.
So the first year was the shoulder, and it kind of ruined his whole first year in the NFL. He didn't get to do much because he was kind of out of it the whole first year. And then he's coming off of a torn triceps in the Super Bowl. Is he going to hold up at 240 pounds? I don't know. I mean, maybe he is, but I don't know. And that's part of why this is on my mind. And the last thing is, I'm not saying Nolan is not going to be really good. I think he is. Are we getting fooled by a good second half of the season? I you know, he in his first year and a half in the NFL, he has, what, 7.5 sacks?
Yes.
He came on strong. But I've seen players have big postseasons, and then they kind of revert back the next year. I mean, Derek Barnett helped the Eagles win a Super Bowl. He made big plays in 2017. And then he never develops. Like, none of this is a lock. 215-592-9494. Ultimately, Hugh, if the Steelers called the Eagles tomorrow and they said, we'll give you T.J. Watt. Give us Nolan Smith in a late-round pick. If I'm Howie, as much as it might be painful to trade away Nolan because he is really an awesome young player, I would do it. Hugh, we've had some time to marinate, 22 hours or so. Would you trade Nolan Smith for T.J. Watt?
No. And it was 6.5 sacks. It was 6.5 sacks he had last year.
Okay. And then one, I think one is a rookie?
Yeah.
So 2 years in, he's got 7.5 sacks.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. And you know what's funny? Like, I saw some of the comments yesterday. And people were talking about, well, that's a no-brainer. I mean, nah, it's not. We know that T.J. Watt is a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
And we also know that a lot of times teams don't have – they don't always get it right. You know, when you talk about when Brian Dawkins left here, they thought he was on the tail end of his career.
And he was not. He had time left.
He was not. But that's the chance that I feel like you're taking with – a T.J. Watt. T.J. Watt has been injured about as much as Nolan Smith has been injured. Now, I know the numbers don't compare, but when you talk about the financials and the success that the Eagles have had over the years with the formula that they've brought, then this kind of goes outside of that. Normally when they get pass rushers, they get guys like who was a few years ago?
Hassan
Reddick, who was a little bit of a journeyman. They got him at a good deal. And when he wanted more money, they tended to move on from him. Now, I say all that because I feel like the more bang for your buck is what the Eagles are doing. They've allocated all their resources to the offensive side of the ball.
Oh, you like to remind us that.
I mean, because it's not I told you so, Douglas. It's a fact. And yesterday, when Andrew talked to us, he threw something out there that I knew, but when he said it, it really put it in perspective. The Pittsburgh Steelers made it to the playoffs last year, right? And they went home, one and done. Their defense, they allocated most of their resources to the defensive side of the ball.
Yep.
Did not get the job done. Did not go deep in the playoffs. Now, this offseason, you know, they went out and got some defenders, but they went and got a tight end for their new quarterback. They went and got a quarterback.
Well, they got a receiver.
They got a receiver. Yeah. They went out, and they're doing it the other way, and now they're not paying their best pass rusher. So what does that tell you?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It tells you that for them, he's expendable regardless to his Hall of Fame career. He's an expendable player because that's not the way the NFL is going right now. It's more of an offensive game. And you have this defender that's out there that's still playing at a high level, still put together a nice little resume last year, but he's looking for a contract. Him, Trey Henderson, who else was looking for it? Well, that's about it. Those are the two big names that we know.
And Micah's still looking for it.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about Micah. What does that tell you? That tells you Micah Parsons, all of these guys had double-digit sacks, if I'm not mistaken, last year. So it's not like they're slouches.
No, they're great players.
But they're not paying them. The only guy that got paid was the guy in Miles Garrett.
Yep.
Because he's younger. And Micah Parsons is in that same camp.
Well, Micah's the youngest of all of them. Yeah,
Micah's the youngest, but Micah's a one-trick pony. You know, it's funny. I had a chance to talk to Nate Newton a few weeks ago, And Nate was talking exactly about that. He's exactly what the Pittsburgh Steelers made him. Excuse me. He's exactly what the Dallas Cowboys made him. He's a one-trick pony. Now they don't want to pay him. Now they don't want to pay him. They made him a pass rusher that disappears in the postseason. And now they don't want to pay him. So that tells you everything you need to know. I'm just reading the tea leaves on this. I wish all of those guys could get paid. But when you look at this NFL and the way the NFL is being ran right now, defensive players are expendable.
So I understand the point you're making on this and the point you've made all offseason. But the Eagles did win the Super Bowl on the back of the performance of their defense. And they have lost some. I mean, they lost a lot, actually, mm-hmm. from that defense. And I'm looking at it like this. Like, in the next 5 years, will Nolan Smith eventually overtake Watt? Probably, right? Watt's 31 and Nolan's 24. There's going to be an inflection point where Nolan's probably the better player. Now, mm-hmm. is that this year or is it 4 years from now?
Went to the Pass Rush Summit.
He did go to the Pass Rush Summit. I think he's an awesome player. But the Eagles have a chance to win the Super Bowl this year again and next year after that. Like, they're in a window where they could become a dynasty. And I'm simplifying it. Who gives the Eagles a better chance to win the Super Bowl this season?
No.
And I have it as, no, it's Watt.
It's not Watt.
Oh, it is Watt.
You know what's funny?
Who's a better player right now?
Watt's the better player.
No, that's
it. You know what's funny? And I heard somebody say this. Somebody said this. If we get T.J. Watt, we going back to the Super Bowl. That's not guaranteed.
Not guaranteed, but it gives them a better chance.
That's not guaranteed. No, the better chance is with the guys that you already have. See, this is the thing that I think people are missing. Nolan Smith has blossomed in this defense in only one season.
Yeah, I thought in the playoffs he might have been the most impactful edge rusher in the entire postseason. It was awesome.
In one season. And this is something that I know for a fact, is that it takes at least 2 years to get comfortable in the defense you're running. These guys, they improve leaps and bounds in one season. Now, now you have another year in this defense. What do you think it's going to be?
So,
and he's trying to improve his
yes,
game.
It could be great. Like, you could sell me right now and say, listen, Joe, Nolan Smith's going to be a Pro Bowl this year, and mm-hmm. I'd buy it. There's also a chance that we're talking about a 239-pound edge rusher that gets hurt again. Like, I like the player, but he's not like – Jalen Carter is a lock to me to be a great player as long as he keeps his head on straight. I don't view Nolan the same way. Nolan physically – has a little bit less in the tank, right? Like, he's not as gifted, and he's a gifted player, but he could get hurt again. And then a year, we're like, I like him, but he's hurt all the time. Do we need another edge rusher? Meanwhile, T.J. Watt, I know what I'm getting. And now, I don't know if he's going to do it for 4 more years, but I would think he's going to do it for 2 more years. And that, like, their window is right now. They've got all these great offensive players. They got Saquon in his prime. Let's go win a couple more Super Bowls. And again, I don't want to trade 4 number 1 picks. I don't want to mortgage the whole future. Mm-hmm. But if the Steelers would accept Nolan Smith and a late round pick, I don't know how Howie Roseman turns that down. It's an opportunity to take a great team and make it greater.
You know why I'm so bullish on Nolan Smith right now? It's because of Robert Mathis. I remember when I came into the league, my coach, I was playing with the Jets, had me watch tape on Randy White. Mm. Randy White was the D tackle for the Dallas Cowboys. Smaller dude. Wasn't that big. And he said, you kind of remind me of him, you know, the stature. And so I watched film on Randy, and I learned some of the things that he did from his D-tackle position that I implemented at the defensive end position.
Yep.
Now, when I talk about Robert Mathis, go watch film on Robert Mathis. Just go look at him, Indianapolis coach. Go look at him. He's a smaller defensive end. Robert was like 235 pounds. Soaking wet, has over 100 career sacks in the NFL, was a monster at that position. And Nolan Smith is out there learning at his feet, soaking up all of that. Now, a lot of times as a pass rusher, you emulate somebody else's game that's similar to yours. Mm-hmm. Like when you talk about Myles Garrett, Myles Garrett's mentor was Bruce Smith. You know, Reggie White. William Fuller, he emulated his game.
Sure.
Like, you go look at the guys that have your body type, and you try to play that way. You use some of the same things that they used. That's what Nolan Smith did this offseason. He went out there and he worked out with Chris Long. And Chris Long was not one of the biggest pass rushers, but he had a motor. He wasn't that fast, but he had a motor. So he's learning at the feet of guys who have the similar body type that are trying to teach him how to play the position.
So can I – and I think the comptroir of Mathis is a good one. I think Nolan Smith, if it all works out, could become like a Robert Mathis.
Robert was a monster.
Robert was awesome. Let me give you a comp, though, right? So at the time Robert Mathis was young in the NFL, the Colts were trying to win, right? They had Peyton Manning. They were trying to win a Super Bowl. Eventually, Robert Mathis became great, but he was young, and it took him a few years to become a Pro Bowler. Do you think if the Colts in 2004 could have traded Robert Mathis for Jason Taylor, they would have done it? I think they would have because they had a – Jason Taylor was 30 years old at that point. Mm-hmm. He was better at that point. Now, eventually, Mathis overtook Taylor, right? Taylor aged, and Robert had – to me, that's what this is. It's trading away what could be great 5 years from now to what's great right now.
But you got to look at the upside, though, Joe. And to your point, in the now, that's an easy move to make. But, okay, let's say we go get T.J. Watt.
Yep.
And T.J. Watt's hurt half the season. And then you look on the flip side, and you see Nolan Smith over there doing his thing.
Yeah, well, then we'd regret it. Then we'd regret it.
Yeah, but we don't have to do that because we got it.
But Nolan Smith could be hurt, or what we saw in the second half could be a hot streak, and then we sit there and we say, we didn't trade for T.J. Watt. He's got 15 sacks again.
And I also feel like it's something to be said about allowing these young guys to grow and mesh together.
Yeah.
Because you look at, okay, for example, C.J. G.J. We were told – regardless of how it played out, we don't know, that he wasn't a good fit in this defense. He wasn't a good fit. That's what we were told. But you got a bunch of young guys, the Georgia guys and the other guys that we have on here, that have the chance to grow and become better players together. I think that's something to that. That's that chemistry.
Well, and it worked for them last year. Really
and,
good.
And, you know, you talk about that. Look at the leap that N'Kobe Dean took. In one season. Now, unfortunately for him,
he's hurt.
He can't stay healthy. Yeah. Yep. But look at that. I want to see that. I like homegrown, and I like them playing together.
So
I think they have a chance to be great.
I like homegrown, too. I like greatness more. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on this? It was thrown out yesterday on our show. It's been talked about a lot. It's funny. You said you saw people say a no-brainer in one direction. I saw people saying no-brainer in another direction, which is always funny when we have these trade conversations because some people believe it's like, that's crazy. I wouldn't do it. Or that's crazy. Of course, where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Francisco back in the studio. Fran, would you do it? Would you trade Nolan Smith in a late-round pick for T.J. Watt?
It's very enticing, thus considering T.J. Watt's still productive at his age. But Joe, I just can't. So you would get him, and then you have him for 1 year. Then you'd have to extend him because I'm not trading for him just to get him for 1 year.
Of course,
you have to extend him, and then I just don't know what the production level is going to be into his 30s. I feel like most guys fall off. If you look at certain guys like Khalil Mack in his 30s, I know he had a 17 sack season a couple of years ago, but he had a 6 sack season last year. Like, what am I going to get from T.J. Watt really over the course of 4 or 5 years? I'm looking at Nolan Smith, second half of last year, 23 years old, really had like a historic run into the playoffs. I feel like at least it was a big reason why the Eagles won the Super Bowl. I'd rather take a chance on what Nolan Smith's going to be here, you know, for 3-4 years, and not have to trade him away to get a guy that who knows when he's going to be in his 30s. So, and a guy that could get hurt into his 30s as well as he gets older. So, I would rather keep Nolan Smith here, even keep that late round pick.
Yeah. It's you don't know. I mean, like, pass rush in their 30s, you don't know. For every Kevin Green or Michael Strahan or Jason Taylor that ages well, you know, there's a Hugh Douglas who ends up in Jacksonville.
I knew I was gonna catch
and he's cooked. I mean, you're right.
You don't know
how it's going to go. Let's go to Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy doubleheader day, man.
Happy doubleheader day. What's going on, Chris? What are you feeling?
All right, let's go through this, guys. There's a couple good things here. So, one, J.J. Watt, T.J. Watt, I'm not trading a young Thundercat that's on the upswing of his career for a veteran that's clearly going to be, you know, hitting – the veteran's hitting the end of the road and the Thundercat's on the upswing of his career. So, like, it's just bad math there.
Well, but you say that, but what is the inflection point? Is it a year from now or is it 3 years? If I get three more T.J. Watt seasons, they could win two more Super Bowls.
Listen, Jacksonville, Joe, we're not trading for J.J. Douglas, okay? T.J. Douglas. I mean, not happening. We're not doing it.
Pew, pew, pew.
So
This is your fault. You know, this is your fault. If you
went, I just framed it. I bring logic to the show.
But if you had went to Jacksonville and dominated, we'd have more ammo that the pass rushers can age well.
I would have if Jack would have let me get healthy.
Oh, now
it's Jack's fault.
Now excuses.
We're here where we are because you know this is our truth. Okay. So besides, listen. The most important thing, Vic Fangio likes the Thundercat. Okay, we all know Vic controls the ingredients that go into those moves. And Nolan has already been fully bought in. He's fully committed. He'll do whatever he wants. You want to bring in a veteran that we don't know how he's going to function or operate. He may kind of like doing what's given him the success that he's had. So I don't need all of that. And as far as you're concerned about, oh, my God, maybe he's going to go to Washington, you're good. Let him go to Washington.
Oh, sure, No big deal. Just a team in the division getting better. No big deal. That's fine.
Let some other dumb franchise mess up their cap by paying with much money for an old player that is already injury-riddled. That's going to fall off.
T.J. Watt's injury-riddled? What are we talking about here?
Yeah. Oh, torn tricep is not anything to worry about, right?
And when you're Nolan Smith has been hurt in both his seasons in the league. Both times.
He's young, Joe. He's young. He's in his
he's
early
small.
20s.
I mean, he's small is
he's
what he is.
Okay. Well, listen.
Is he not small for an edge rusher? I'm not making things up here.
Why he fell off a cliff.
I just think it's funny the way you say it, though.
I mean,
yes.
Hugh, you could tell us why you fell off the cliff, but I want to give you a quick update here before I let you go.
Because I was waiting on my radio career.
Wow. 1 foot in, 1 foot out, Douglas.
Hugh, I do have to apologize to you, so I'm sorry. I did find your keys last week when I was on vacation in Myrtle Beach. It was crazy. I was with my kids. I'm down by the ocean. I see this bottle, like, wash up on shore. And inside, there were keys with a note. The bottle was, like, it had a stamp on it. It said, the Claymont Bottling Company. So, do you know anybody in Claymont?
I know a few people. Yeah. And the one person that said they had them, he can have them.
His name is Skip.
He can have those keys.
Yeah, don't pretend you don't remember his name.
Well, that's so funny. So I pulled out the note and it said, Hugh Douglas's keys, if found, throw back in the ocean, and it was signed by Skip from Claymont. That's funny how you say that name. So, Hugh, I'm really sorry. Unfortunately, I did follow the instructions. I threw it back in the ocean, but
that's
at this point, you may want to take a trip down south. Maybe they're down around Bucky's, down south.
Oh, you know the Bucky's in Virginia is open.
Is it?
It's open.
Well, you and Skip could hop on the road and go get it.
See how far that is.
Skip said he wanted to go for a ride. I mean, I'm sorry, Hugh. I was a bad team player. I threw the keys back in the ocean.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's fine. I got some more keys. It's fine.
You fellas, I'm going to let you go. We're going to take a little break until Kyle comes. So we're going to be quiet till Kyle comes back, all right?
Well, you know, someone has to be. So no chance today, Chris. We appreciate that. I'm sure the audience might as well. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Would you trade Nolan Smith for T.J. Watt? I would. As much as I like Nolan Smith, as much as I think he's going to become a really good player, and already did. I mean, last year, what Q said is right. The second half was incredible. He was awesome in the postseason. He had more pressures than anybody in the postseason. He had more sacks in one postseason than Hugh Douglas had his entire postseason career. I mean, the guy was great in the postseason. But T.J. Watt's a better player, and this team is in a Super Bowl window right now. Would you do it? T.J. Watt, would you trade Nolan Smith at a late-round pick for him? 215-592-949 for your phone calls the other side. And what Nick Sirianni said about Nolan Smith during the postseason last year, it kind of hit me as I was thinking about all this because clearly he loves this player. You'll hear that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show, live today from Citizens Bank Park, the DeBoer Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth, as we get set for a doubleheader today. Phil's Padres, first game at 1:05, and then a 6:15 night game tonight. Fireworks tonight. It's a big game, big couple games for the Phillies. Try to win a series or get a sweep over the San Diego Padres. Reds in this weekend. We'll get to Phil's coming up. Elliot will join us at 11, leading off at 12 here as we get set for the game. And what's really top of mind today for us is this Nolan Smith TJ Watt idea that was thrown out yesterday on our show by Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan out in Pittsburgh. Now if the idea of acquiring TJ Watt was for a boatload of draft picks, it's like, all right, that's impacting the future and cheap labor and all that. But if the price is just Nolan Smith, and I don't say that without
kind of sound like it.
No, but
it's just Nolan Smith.
What is? What has Nolan Smith accomplished in 2 years that makes him untouchable?
Nolan Smith was out there crushing guards. He was out there crushing pulling guards with his little self.
Very good young player. I like him a lot.
Tremendous upside.
But untouchable? If we're not trading him for T.J. Watt, it kind of sounds like he's untouchable. There's not many pass rushers better.
No, he's untouchable in my eyes because I think he has a tremendous upside. Yes. I think, and when you talk about financials, because this is the one part that I think that we're all missing as fans, because we love to look at the player and not suffer the consequences. We always want to get that guy.
Yes.
Because we don't care about the financial ramifications.
I want greatness.
Yeah, but you don't care about the financial ramifications. If that's the case, then I can go out there. If I don't care about the ramifications, I need to go out there on what's that – Westchester Pike and go to the Ferrari dealer and just buy a Ferrari.
Go ahead. I support you.
$300,000.
I support you. Listen, do what you got to do.
And the oil changes are ridiculous. Everybody can't do that. It's different when you talk about the financial ramifications. And right now, Nolan Smith is affordable for us.
So you're right, and it's a big part of this. I just think I think we're missing a piece of the puzzle a little bit, though.
What's that?
Not just you, just in general, because I keep hearing – well, you can't pay T.J. Watt $40 million a year. You have to pay everybody else, right? And there's certainly truth to that. Nolan Smith is contract eligible after this season. Now, I don't think he's done enough yet, right, to get T.J. Watt money.
No, he ain't gonna get that money.
No, but he's not going to be cheap. Like, think about the pass rush in the league, right? Like, Bryce Huff got $17 million a year off of one good season.
Yes, he did.
So if I'm Nolan Smith's agent, let's say Nolan Smith plays this year the way I think a lot of us expect, right? He takes another jump. He's a double-digit sack guy. So he's already been a playoff performer, a Super Bowl performer, double-digit sack guy, 25 years old. Nolan Smith's agent's going to say, we want 20-something million per year on his extension. Like, is that 21? Is it 25? I don't know. But he's not going to be that cheap for much longer. So, okay, so a year from now, T.J. Watt's making 40 and Nolan Smith's making 23. I understand there's a gap, but it's not as big as the gap is right now. Nolan Smith makes, what, like $3 million a year?
Something like that. He's cap-friendly.
He's on a rookie deal. I'm just saying, like, a year from now, that's not the same thing. So, like, the money to me isn't quite as big of a deal as it would have been if Nolan was in his first or second year. Let's go to Aaron, who's up in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. What are we thinking?
You again. Great athletes think alike. I couldn't agree with you more, my friend.
There we go.
But thank you. Thank you very much.
You guys are nuts.
Living our truth.
Yeah. Go ahead.
As far as you, Giglio, all I got to say is no, Joe. No, Joe. Bad Joe. Bad Joe.
I'm sorry. I want to trade for great players to help the team. My fault. Won't do it again.
You know, the other thing is shame on 94 WIP. For allowing an enemy of the state to infiltrate its airways, to allow an agent of the enemy of the state to poison the minds of those checker players out there.
Oh, so you think Filippone was like a double agent yesterday trying to rip us apart? Is that what he did?
How dare them call our station and try to take away the next Brandon Graham of the Philadelphia Eagles? Joe, you're playing checkers today, my friend.
No, I'm trying to make the team better. Who's a better football player?
If you look on paper right now, it's T.J. Watt.
Well, that's it.
But guess what, my friend? Just like the Jalen Hurts conversation, it's an all-around answer to your question. In the second half of the year, Nolan Smith was by far the better player. But not only that, this kid has got such a magnetic personality that when he enters a room, people are drawn to him.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's so for him, it's not just about what he does on the field. It's also about the culture that he brings and the locker room presence that he brings. I mean, he's got that Brandon Graham mentality. And in 15 years, we're going to talk about the greatness of Nolan Smith. Just like we do about Brandon Graham. Now, you're the guy, Joe, that 13 years ago, if you were on the air, I guarantee you would come up with a trade proposal to trade away Brandon Graham. How would that have worked out for us Eagles fans?
Well, it depends. Well, hold on. It would have depended on what they got back. I mean, we play these things out like we know the answer. So, yeah, obviously, Brandon Graham had a great Eagles career, and I'm glad they kept him. But what would they have gotten back in this hypothetical trade? But like, I knew you were going to say that, Aaron.
No.
So I actually went back. I just looked to see like what would be the comp, right? A young pass rusher in Brandon Graham 15 years ago. What would have been the comp? And the name I came up with is a guy like DeMarcus Ware, Julius Peppers, right? They were probably at the stage of their career 15 years ago, the way Watt is now, top of the league, but not that much time left. And, Aaron, the difference is the 2010, 2011, 2012 Eagles weren't ready for a Super Bowl. So it probably wouldn't have been worth it then. We know
Joe,
this Eagles team can win the Super Bowl again.
Joe, here's the simple fact.
Okay.
T.J. Watt is a Pittsburgh Steeler. He will always be a Pittsburgh Steeler. It's
what does that have to do with anything?
Sacrificing.
Saquon Barkley was a giant. Saquon Barkley was a giant.
No giant no more.
And now he's an Eagle.
Yeah,
it's not worth sacrificing our future for a rental player that may end up costing us the ability to sign some of our other young players. Listen, Nolan Smith is ours. He is a Philadelphia Eagle, and he will be a Philadelphia Eagle. And to all you people out there,
you people,
have a safe and blessed 4th of July weekend. God bless America. Let's go, USA!
Aaron, appreciate the phone call.
God bless America.
Yeah, a little July 4th shout out there from Aaron.
You cooking this weekend?
Am I cooking? No.
Yeah.
No.
Are you going to the
there's like a block party on the street.
Are you going to the block party?
Yeah.
So you participate in the block party?
Why wouldn't I?
Oh. I'm just saying.
You going to yours with Skip and all the people in Claymont?
Hells no.
But why?
I'm not that friendly.
You just go out there, have a few drinks. You loosen up a little bit.
Mm-mm.
Go talk to Skip.
Mm-mm.
No?
I'm not friendly.
Okay.
I don't feel like – listen, I love people. I don't like stupid conversations, though.
Well, but sometimes that goes with people.
Well, it's like
you have to give people grace, Hugh.
How many times, Joe, in your neighborhood this year? We don't have to call names because I know you're cool with your neighbors.
Yeah, no, you can't do names. I mean, you can't. And I got to walk around to the block party and be like, what'd you say to Hugh the other day?
No, then somebody says, so where you work? Oh, WIP? Listen to you guys all the time. Okay, If you listen to us all the time, why are you asking me where
I
work?
I haven't had that one in the neighborhood yet.
You haven't had it lately.
Yeah, I feel like most people in the few streets around me know when I'm here versus home.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, but initially, to break the ice, they would ask you.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, and you were nice about it, right?
Well, yeah, what are you supposed to say?
Damn, dog, why are you asking me? You should ask them, you know, why are you asking me questions that you already know the answer to?
Yeah. You're still not over this interaction last week.
I'm not. I'm just like, come on, man. I don't mind. Like, listen, don't get me wrong.
He's trying to break the ice.
You people.
Give him a break.
I don't mind conversations. Like, we can have conversations. Just not stupid ones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like stupid conversations.
So, well, yeah, but it happens, right? stupid conversation is part of life.
They don't have to happen, though. Just say hi.
Well, you're missing on the block party, then.
No, what's up? So, like, my man, just say hi. He said, say hi. Just say hi.
Well, we are in the air.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but what is he going to do? Come in
here? I'm just saying, but when you say so, where do you?
See, now he's. Now
where do you work?
He says the pizza. Yeah, he got the pizza place.
Yeah. Pizza, yeah, we got Monco. I heard of that before, yeah.
See, this is your fault now.
What?
Now we're talking people in the concourse.
I'm a people person. Yeah. I just don't like stupid conversations.
People person that will not go to the block party.
I'm not going to the block party.
215-592-9494. All right. I want to play this for you because, you know, Aaron hit on that. Nolan Smith is an Eagle, right? Like, he's already become someone we consider an Eagle. And I understand that. And, again, I'm a fan of the player. I would swap good for great. That's the way I approach trying to build a team. And if the Eagles weren't in a window to win a Super Bowl, then I'd have a different view because I want to take the long term. This team could win two out of the next three Super Bowls if they play their cards right. Or they could certainly have a real chance to. And I understand what Hugh said earlier. Nothing's a guarantee, right? T.J. Watt doesn't make them a guarantee. They could get him. And they could lose in the second round of the playoffs. But it certainly, I think, increases their odds to win the Super Bowl. But I do know there's a pull. I feel this. A lot of people already love Nolan Smith for the player he is, the leader he's becoming. I want to play this for you. This is from after the Packers playoff game last January. It's a little long, so stick with us. But it Nick Sirianni explaining why he loves Nolan Smith so much, I think, is part of why so many people out there don't want to do this, even though, come on. The better players, T.J. Watt. Here's Sirianni last January after they beat the Packers.
Yeah, Nolan has just continued to get better. Nolan, I gave him a game ball in there because just his efforts. I love Nolan Smith. I mean, I want my kids aren't going to play defensive end. I know that. My two sons aren't going to play defensive end. They're not going to have the genes to do so. But I want my sons to play football like Nolan Smith. As hard, like before my kids go out to play any sport, I say have fun, play hard, be physical. And that guy is the definition of those things. He has fun out there. He has fun with his teammates. His teammates love him. He plays hard as I've ever seen anybody play. And this dude is a physical, physical, physical guy. I mean, I can't say enough about the way he plays this game. He loves this game. You love guys like that, and you love when they can – but that's a credit to Howie and his staff of the guys that they brought in here, right? Because we've talked so much about the guys that love football, the guys that are tough, the guys that, you know, have high football IQ. Those guys have a tendency, God willing, to reach their full potential. And I think that's what you're seeing, that the intangibles for Nolan Smith are there. And so you're seeing him get better each week and each time he steps on the field because – you know, when you have those intangibles particularly, you have no choice but to get better. Like, you just get better. And Wash has done a great job with him. Vic's obviously done a great job of putting him in position to succeed. Howie, does a great job of getting him in here. And I think that, you know, it shows you and everybody, like, patience, right? Guys might not come in and just be world beaters, even though they were ones in college, it might not be world beaters right away. It takes some time but we've seen Nolan grow into this player that was able the things he was doing today that helped us win a playoff football game. So man, I can't say enough about Nolan. I could go on all day about that.
Well, we know Nick can be, he could be a long talker at times.
Wordsmith.
Yes, and he did long talk there on Nolan's, but that was after the playoff game. I understand why some people are hesitant to do this because he does have an infectious personality. He seems like a super hard worker. Maybe the next.
Got that want to.
And maybe the next leader of the defense as the years go on, right, with Brandon out of here and Fletcher out of here last year. So I see all those things. Mm-hmm. And he did. The question, I think, and you brought it up, the question that I think makes it challenging? Because if you look at just the resumes, it's an easy answer, right? Mm-hmm. Like, the resumes say, I mean, what are you talking about? Like, Watt easily. What makes it an interesting conversation, and I think a challenging debate for some people, is the Nolan Smith we saw October, November, December, January, is that the guy we're getting this year? Because that guy was amazing.
Yeah, I think so. I think, and listen, everything that we do, it's like a crapshoot. We're rolling the dice.
Yeah,
every move everything. You make. And when you ask me, like, if you're sitting here asking me to a man, who's the better player? By far, it's TJ Watt.
Of course.
No question. He's the more physical player. He's the more dominant at the position that he plays. No question about that. But when I look at Nolan Smith and I look at some of the flash plays that he had last year, he has the potential to be physical. He just doesn't know how to control his body. There was a lot of times when I tell you at 235 pounds, he's sitting guards on their ass.
Was it the Super Bowl against the Chiefs?
He
crushed that guard. Yeah.
He's yep. pulling guards on their ass. And anybody that has ever played football know that in that situation, especially when you're undersized, the guard has the momentum. Stopped him dead in his tracks, and I think hurt him. Hurt him at that point. Now, he plays physical, and a lot of times he gets damaged doing that, but he puts on a little bit more weight. He learns better angles. I can make a case where he could probably be just as dominant as TJ Watt in this defense. Not saying that he's going to have a Hall of Fame career, but I can say that he could be just as dominant as TJ Watt. And not only that, he fits. He's one of the cogs in the wheel of some other great players. Now, we get T.J. Watt. He's going to come in and do his thing, but he's a little older. And you're talking about paying a guy $40 million a year that you're not guaranteed to have over 2 years.
You like the level of player. You
yes.
Like he could decline.
Yes, he could decline. Nolan is on a steady tick upward. T.J. Watt is here. He's probably plateaued. And now he's on his way on the other side of the mountain. What did you say? On the other side of the mountain. I'm going up to the other side of the mountain. Mm. That's what that's probably where he is. At some point, the mountain, he's going to reach the top of the mountain, and then he's going to start descending to the other side. So the question is, are you willing to take that risk with a guy like that? Because that's what we're talking
yeah,
about.
I just hope we're not getting fooled a little bit here. And I'm going to give you two examples. I'm going to use the Phillies as an example. You know, you go back to early in Cole Hamels' career, and he was amazing in the postseason. Mm-hmm. And the truth was, that was the pitcher he was becoming. Now, I know he wasn't great in 09, but, like, what you saw early in his career in the postseason, like last year with Nolan Smith, that was what Hamels was becoming, like a star-level pitcher. And he did it for a long time. But the other side of the example is, I feel like people in this town fell in love with Bryson Stott and his at-bats in the playoffs 3 years ago. And, like, he's a grinder.
Yeah,
he didn't get any better. Like, you know, that happens sometimes. I brought up Derek Barnett. Derek Barnett, now he wasn't quite as good as Nolan was in the playoffs 7 years ago as Nolan was this year. But Derek Barnett made big plays to help the Eagles win the Super Bowl. He recovered a fumble. He forced a fumble. Like, he was a big part of them winning the Super Bowl. He never got better. He never channeled that and became that guy over 16, the game's then 17. I just hope we're not fooling ourselves and thinking, like, this is who Nolan Smith is now when we don't know yet. Jay in West Philly. What's up, Jay? He did go to the Pass Pro Summit. What's up, Jay?
Yo, when you be talking, do you hear him or do you listen?
When I'm talking, I talk, so I'm not listening because I'm talking.
When you was talking.
Oh, when Hugh's talking.
Do you hear what he's saying?
Sometimes it goes in one ear out
the
other. Depends.
Right?
It depends.
You know, it's a difference, right? Between
yeah,
hearing somebody
I know.
Listening. To
yes, like okay. This. Like, I hear you, but I'm not listening to this.
Yeah, I know, because you just saying foolish stuff all the time. Why are you going to trade for a guy that was hurt the last 2 years? Has he been in the Super Bowl yet? If he's such a difference maker, you think he?
So we're qualifying the level of play for a defensive end for the Super Bowl. Okay, so that's how we decide these things.
He won the Super Bowl. He's not a missing piece because we won already.
Well, it could be a missing piece for this year's team.
Well,
but last year's team won. Last year's team.
How is it a missing piece when we win in it already?
Last year's team won. This year's team, we don't know yet.
This year's team got to play.
Yeah.
And this guy, he's the leader on the team, on the defensive end. Who do you think keep those Georgia dudes in check?
So I agree with you on that. It's certainly a part of the puzzle.
Did you see the clips where Jalen Carter was about to slam Stafford? Who got through to him?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yo, no, not right now. Jalen Carter said to him, "Thanks for trusting me on the plays." And then in the Rams game. He is the next leader of this defense, 23 years old. You seen what he did last year. Hall of Fame Eagles defensive end just told you they get comfortable in their second year in the defense. But you want to trade for this guy?
Well, because T.J. Watt's a better player right now. I mean, it's as simple as that.
What are you doing for Pittsburgh? Why Pittsburgh getting rid of him then?
He's not. You don't think he's a better player?
Why is Pittsburgh getting rid of him?
Pittsburgh just signed a quarterback that spends half his offseason high. Like, so what do I care what the Steelers are doing? The Steelers haven't won a playoff game since 2016. Like,
exactly.
Why am I using the Steelers' logic against myself?
Because you're sitting there talking about he's a great player. Why did he get rid of him?
So you're only a great player.
Why are they getting rid of him?
I just want to clarify what you think. You're only a great player if your team wins playoff games?
I'm asking you about T.J.
No, I'm asking you. You know, you brought something to the table, and I'm asking you what you're talking about.
To get him, if he's a difference maker, like you're saying.
He's not a difference maker?
Why they get rid of him?
Because they don't know what they're doing. Have you seen them?
Now they don't know what they're doing. So they got a history of keeping linebackers and knowing defensive players.
Do you think the Steelers over the last 5 or 6 years act like they know what they're doing?
Probably because they sunk all their money into T.J. Watt.
It's T.J. Watt's fault the Steelers don't win games. They haven't figured out quarterback in like 6 years.
Dude, is he on the downside or not?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
I don't know for sure, but it feels like the Steelers think he might be.
And why did the Steelers know what they're talking
going
about?
Going forward, you got a young player going forward that's proven and performed in the playoffs, and we won the Super Bowl with him. And
right, but he hasn't done it over the regular season yet. Not a full season.
I keep talking about playoff performance when games count. You keep talking about regular season.
Well, you have to get there, Jay. I mean, we act like the regular season doesn't matter. No, it does. That's enough, Jay. We're more than enough.
Say you didn't have time.
No, I because he came in asking if I listened to you when it's so hard to listen to him. In one ear, out the other, because it's usually just nonsense. Questioning if Watt's a great player because the Steelers can't figure out the quarterback. Like, as if it's his fault that their quarterbacks have been Mason Rudolph and the ghost of Russell Wilson.
And Tommy Two Gloves,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, Kenny Pickett.
Kenny Two Gloves.
Whatever.
I said Tommy Two Gloves.
I mean, they've screwed up the quarterback thing for 6 years. They're going to screw it up again this year with a guy that should be retired. I mean, that's not the Watt's fault. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up, your phone calls here. And we'll check in with Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot will join us next. His take on the Watt Nolan Smith thing. And what does he think about Bryce Harper? As he's back to – Hugh, do you think Bryce Harper's going to play both games of this doubleheader? One day back, is he up for two games?
No.
I don't think he should play both games. We'll get Elliot's take on all of it next. Your phone call as well. We're live at Citizens Bank Park on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, winning on the field starts with how you recover off the field. And nobody helps you bounce back like my team at the Mattress Warehouse. Look at what they have going on right now. Right now, you can save $500 on the Tempur-Pedic best-selling Breeze mattress. Designed to feel 10 degrees cooler all night, every night. And you can celebrate this 4th of July with big savings at the Mattress Warehouse, up to $1,200 warehouse-wide. And you can score a free adjustable base. Now listen, if you're going to the Mattress Warehouse to get a bed, I suggest you invest in an adjustable base because it's like it can vibrate, it can like do like all these different little angles and stuff. You know what I'm getting at. Do what I did. Come in today and sleep better tonight during the Mattress Warehouse 4th of July sale. Shop the entire selection and find a location near you at themattresswarehouse.com. That's themattresswarehouse.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.